You're listening to NewsRamp, Industry and Manufacturing. Today is Tuesday morning, April 14th, 2026. Real Stories, AI Voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
GeoVax positions GeoMVA to address supply constraints in global Mpox and smallpox vaccine market. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlights the urgent challenges in the global orthopox virus vaccine market due to supply constraints. The company's GeoMVA vaccine candidate aims to address the limited supply, ending the current monopoly and increasing access worldwide. With a procurement-driven market structure and increasing demand, GeoVax believes GeoMVA is positioned as a second-source MVA vaccine candidate ready for Phase 3 initiation in 2026.
Charbonne unveils its 2026 to 2030 strategic plan, a transformation towards an integrated high-value industrial gas group. Charbonne Corporation unveils its 2026 to 2030 strategic plan, focusing on becoming an integrated high-value industrial gas group. The plan includes expanding into UHP gases, specialty gases, and industrial atmospheric gases in North America. With a two-pillar strategy and a disciplined operating model, Charbonne aims to strengthen its presence in key industries like semiconductors, AI, pharmaceuticals, and aerospace. The company also plans targeted international expansion in Europe and Asia Pacific, emphasizing quality, reliability, and speed of execution.
Izaya Enterprises advances its proprietary EcoBlend platform with progress on active OEM programs, scalable manufacturing, and audit progress. Izaya Enterprises advances its proprietary EcoBlend platform with progress on active OEM programs, scalable manufacturing, and audit progress. The company continues to scale its EcoBlend materials platform, engage on potential OEM program conversions, and strengthen its manufacturing and financial infrastructure. Through its EcoBlend materials, Izaya Enterprises offers drop-in replacements for traditional resins, supporting sustainable composite materials for automotive and industrial applications.
PlanOptic AG, final figures for 2025. PlanOptic AG confirms its 2025 financial figures, reporting a consolidated revenue of €11,274,000, down from €11,858,000 in the previous year. EBITD decreased to €1,602,000, EBT at €129,000. And EBT at €15,000. Net profit for the year was €59,000. The full annual report will be released on April 29, 2026. Tech Media Breaks, Xerient Inc. advances NextBoard-T toward certification following internal fire testing. Xerient Inc. advances its NextBoard-T composite building panel toward certification after successful internal fire testing. The company's innovative panel showed strong fire-resistant performance, paving the way for NFPA 286 and ASTM E4 testing. With no combustion or smoke under extreme heat, Xerient is refining manufacturing processes for scalable production, targeting broader adoption in residential and commercial construction.
Clatom posts 30% rally in Q1 2026. Platinum has surged 30% in Q1 2026, driven by supply deficits. According to a World Bank report, the precious metals price has seen a significant increase. Mining companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are expected to benefit from the elevated prices, potentially strengthening their balance sheets. The industry continues to watch closely to see if this trend will persist. Mission IR News Breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. prices $6 million U.S. public offering of ADS units. Nikola Mining Inc. has priced its U.S. underwritten public offering of 930,233 American depositary shares and accompanying warrants at $6.45 per unit, expecting gross proceeds of about $6 million. Each ADS represents 12 common shares, with warrants exercisable at KD $12.22-13 for 5 years. Trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market is set for April 13, 2026, with closing on April 14, 2026. Proceeds will fund mill expansion, capital expenditures, and working capital, with underwriters granted a 45-day option for additional securities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.